We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm protected because I made this hat from aluminum foil.
Oh, my. Well, there are a lot of people who are very convinced that there's a problem with Jeffrey Epstein's death, that this is not benign, this isn't him just committing suicide, and then take it from there, and there are all types of conspiracy theories. And it's not helped when, you know, folks like the editors at Drudge Report post old stories like the one I just shared with you about the judge who was 96 years old who passed away. It says Sunday, but when you dig around, you find out this is back in March of this year. So you really got to be careful what you believe. Terry Driscoll knows that. He's a former FBI special agent, a local attorney, and he joins us now. Terry, what do you think has happened here, really and truly? What's your instinct tell you?
First of all, for conspiracy theorists, this has it all. I mean, this is one hot smoking gun. It's got big names. It's got sex. It's got money. And I hate to rain on everybody's parade. You know, I feel like the guy at a Star Wars movie who jumps up and says, an explosion would not go boom in a vacuum. You know, it's true, but that would ruin the movie. Okay. You know, the New York Times just this morning, I just read it, reported that the two guards slept for 3 hours, and then they falsified the records. Now, a conspiracy theorist would say, well, of course they're going to say that. But everything about the Epstein suicide falls right in the line to what we know about inmate suicide. A third of all inmate suicides happen in the first week. More than half happen before the person ever goes to trial. The people that do time, they do their time, they get out. But when someone is arrested, they go through what they call incarceration shock. Everything they have is taken away from. Look at Epstein. He had money. He had a private jet. He had a private island. He had a mansion on the beach in Florida. He had this swank New York apartment. All of a sudden, he's living in a cubicle with a stainless steel toilet, and he can't get out. That's shock. He tried to commit suicide once. They put him on suicide watch. What happens when you come into a jail is you meet, before you, they put you anywhere, you meet with a psychologist, and they do the Beck Depression Inventory. They determine then that he might be a suicide risk. He did make one attempt. Then people say, well, why did he come off suicide watch? Well, there's a couple of reasons. Number one, the inmate always wants it because they have to wear this thing. They call it a smock. It's not. It's like wearing a barrel. The lights are kept on. He has another person in the cell. He's watched by somebody looking at him 24 hours a day. That's hard to do in a jail where they're understaffed, they're underfunded, they're overcrowded. So he had to have gone to a psychologist and convinced the psychologist that he was okay. Now, another thing that will trigger a suicide is bad news. What happened within 24 hours of his suicide was the 2,000 pages were released. And it had nothing to do with the judge. The Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit ruled that they had to be released. And I've looked at a few of them, and they are smoking hot. I mean, there are big names. There are accusations. There are people that have not yet been charged, but their name in the conspiracy. So, and then some people will say, well, you can't commit suicide in the jail. Yes, you can. He had a bed sheet, apparently, according to the New York Times. He put it around his neck. He put it on the bunk and then leaned forward. It doesn't take much. With the guards asleep, that's probably what happened. Now, in any jail you go to, it's pretty much just organized chaos. I mean, for every dollar that goes to a jail is a dollar that doesn't go to roads or schools. So they're generally underfunded. They're overcrowded. The people that work there have a tough job, and it's not the top job in law enforcement. Let's face it. In Virginia, the top job is Virginia State Police. So everybody wants to get out. Plus, they're understaffed anyway. One of the persons watching him wasn't a guard. In fact, they've had nurses and cooks watching inmates in this jail because they don't have enough people. So whenever you try to decide what happened and a government is involved, don't overlook the possibility of sheer incompetence, which I think is what happened. Yeah. And you can hear it in the attorney general's voice. You can almost hear him saying, guys, you had one job. Keep him alive, and you didn't do it. So
does that surprise you, though? I mean, this is the most high-profile inmate in America, at least at this moment.
Never underestimate the possibility that the government did something that was just incompetent. Honestly, I hate to say that, but my time in the military tells me if anything can go wrong, it will. We called it Murphy's Law. It ruled the world. So, yeah, these two guards, they're working three out of four shifts. They're working as much as 70 hours a week. According to the New York Times, they went to sleep for 3 hours. That was enough time for him to do what he wanted to do. And by the way, they falsified the records, and now they're guilty of a federal crime. Yeah, yeah. They're going to be charged with a crime.
You agree with getting rid of the warden, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know why the warden's still working somewhere. I don't know why they're not out on the bricks looking for another job.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were the warden and Jeffrey Epstein, number one, a pedophile, number two, the most high-profile defendant in the country, I'd have been watching him myself.
Oh, you would think so. I don't understand why they didn't feel that pressure. I mean, all of us have elements of our jobs where we know, everybody's looking right now or everybody's listening right now. I cannot afford to mess this up. I better pay attention.
Yep, and that facility is only for temporary holding. It's not a prison. It's only there for people waiting trials, where El Chapo was, where any one of the really high-profile defendants from New York goes there, but it's got twice as many inmates as it was designed to carry 40 years ago when it was built.
What a mess. Well, yeah. I appreciate, you're trying to talk a sense into a nonsensical situation or a very emotional situation, minimally. So I appreciate you coming on to share that with us. Terry Driscoll, former FBI special agent and one of our local attorneys. Thank you, Terry.
Sir.
Okay. 712. Man, what a rough. I had a guy come up to me who's normally very reserved, and he's a liberal. And he said to me yesterday, they killed him. They killed him. And I was like, well, now who is they? Because I was sure he was going to go down the Donald Trump line. He didn't do that, at least not in front of me. But people are insane about this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.